This conference will.
Are you ready, Al?
I am. I'm ready to roll.
Okay, it's ready for you.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. Al Battle here, coming at you from L.A. I'm sitting here looking right over the L.A. airport, which is very familiar territory for me, so I try, even when I'm on the road, to stay close to airports so I feel in my environment. But anyways, it's good to be on a call. I want to thank Lydia and especially Mary Jo for the opportunity and the trust of putting me on these calls. I know that these Monday calls are pretty important for a lot of you. It's a good way to start a phenomenal week, having your mind really focused on the right things and really, we know that success is a series of very small decisions, small steps, and I do believe that this decision of being on a call first thing on Monday is one of those small decisions that will take you a long way during the week. As Lydia just said, I've just come back from Taiwan. We had our national convention in Taiwan, and I'm always just so impressed and to a large degree very thankful for the opportunity to live the life that I live, because it puts me in front of so many people on a continuous basis that are really excited about their future, who are all kind of moving in the same direction as all of us on this call, who believe in the things we believe in, who are committed to the same mission. It's amazing how the Manatech mission vision translates across all boundaries, across all races, across all religions, across all languages. It's just that people just get it. And we had a great Friday PD meeting, and then we had the Saturday, and we had a PD dinner on Friday night. Then we had a Saturday all day, and then we had a Saturday night leadership dinner, and then we had a training at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and over 200 people showed up for that. And we had a four-hour business training, followed by Steve Nugent with another three-hour product training. And these guys, I was just really impressed that people in Taiwan on a Sunday are willing to just come out and they believe in their future so much, they believe in this mission so much, that they're willing to give up their Sundays to be there, to be really excited. So, but over the last few weeks, there's something that has emerged for me, and I know Mary Jo and I have had this discussion that has been really very powerful in helping to crystallize our vision for what is it we do and why we do it. Some of you who heard me speak at Mana Quest, that I talked about the fact that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And that is crystallizing more and more for me. And maybe I'm going to attempt to share that with you on this call and see if it makes sense to you, and if in some ways it helps you to enlarge your vision for what is it that you think a Manatech represents for you and what you think you're doing. It was interesting when we went to Mexico, because for me, as excited as I was about Mexico, I did have one concern, and my concern was, after 30 years of so many different companies, MLM companies and network marketing companies and product companies and nutritional companies, especially coming to Mexico, how would we be received? And would we just become another one of those? And not only that, but we're late to the ball, And as I've shared this vision, this picture with a lot of people, feeling like we're following the elephant parade, and to a large degree, that is the only concern that I've had over the period of time, is whether or not that how would we be received? How would that work? Well, frankly, I have been surprised beyond everything that I would have imagined. I can tell you today, I am more excited about Mexico than I was a few weeks ago, if that's even possible. You know, I've understood the mathematics of it, the demographics of it, but now I know. I know that really our cause, our mission, who we are is really well understood by people, even without us really going into a lot of details. They come into a room. I saw that in every city that we were in a pre-launch. They come into the room and hear about us the very, very first time, and somehow they get it. They get it that we're real. They get it that we're bringing something that is serious. Now, you heard me talk about the four S's. The four S's. The S for stable. The S for science. The S for seamless. And the S for socially responsible. And they get it. And frankly, at every meeting, and we saw over 1,000 people during those 6 days that came out to the meetings, and congratulations to a lot of you. Some of those people were your people that you talked to, and they showed up, and they came to the meetings. They came looking for Mary Jo. They came looking for all different leaders. And what they got is that we are stable, that we are a serious company, that we're publicly traded. We've been around 17 years. We're in 16 countries. We got 61 patents. I mean, they get it. They get it that, you know, this is a good solid company. And frankly, God's timing is with us, because all the other companies that have been there all these years have managed in some ways to really shoot themselves in the foot. You know, a lot of them, because frankly, half of the companies in Mexico who are Mexican-bred companies do not have the infrastructure, the capital, the personnel to really sustain a large organization, and they usually die very quickly. Unfortunately, as they die quickly, with it dies the hopes and the aspirations of the people who committed to them. But those people are still very, very open, very excited about the idea of changing their future. I realize that there's a powerful movement going on in Mexico, which is people want to change their lives. They want to do better. The economy has been hit just like everywhere else. When the United States coughs, Latin America and Mexico gets the flu, and there's some hardship there. There's some lack of hope and being able to do better working for the government or working even for yourself. And people have no other option but to look around and find other ways to generate income, to create other streams of income is absolutely important to them. So what I found is thousands of people who understand the network marketing model, who understand multi-level marketing, who understands nutritional needs. I mean, they are so aware of the nutritional gap that exists. And unfortunately, there is a thing about we're not going to care about what we eat, but we're going to look for some magic potion that's going to fix us. So there is really that dichotomy of they believe in natural products, but yet they're not taking care of themselves on a regular basis, but then go look for these things to be the solution. But there is an understanding that the solution will come from better nutrition. The solution will come from natural products, and they just understand that, and they naturally gravitate to that. So when you think in terms of there's a need in the country, there's a need for hope, there's a need for people being able to create other streams of income. There's a positive bias towards network marketing. It's a way of doing business in Mexico. Some people will say, well, I've been disappointed by it, but at the same time, there is not a lot of other options. What else are you going to do? How else can you create a change in your life for $100 or $500 in a country like Mexico? There's just not those options. So this is only one of the only viable options for 80 to 90% of the population, 110 million people in Mexico. So they are looking for a solid home. And everybody I saw had done some form of network marketing at one point, have had some form of disappointment, but they still looking, they still have the hope that they're going to find the right combination in one company and be able to devote themselves to work with that company and be able to achieve what they need to achieve to make their dreams come true. And you know what? And that company is Manatech. I mean, what we do bring to the table, I mean, that it is, yeah, that's what we bring to the table. We bring that solidness. We bring that real concern for people. And, you know, we bring this social awareness that they're very excited about every single time. We talked about what we're doing with the children. You know, politically, some people might be for or against, you know, who we're associated with in terms of that. But they like the idea that we want to do things with children. And I can't tell you how many times the room exploded in applause during our presentation because they appreciate the fact that that's what we want to do. But let me give you a perspective that kind of helps to create a better perspective for them as they're sitting there for the first time as a prospect. Because what I decided to do is give them a bigger picture of what is it we're doing. And let me run this by you, see what you think, because this might be helpful as you talk to people even in this country. Now, let's imagine that for the last 2.5 years, we, Manatech, a multi-million dollar company, global company, realizes that, hey, we're a pretty monolithic company. I mean, we have over the years attracted a group of people that's very similar in color, in religion, in almost even political bias, and we decide, you know what, we're going to embrace diversity. We understand that we have missed the Hispanic market in the U.S. It's a $1 trillion market. It's 50 to 70 million people that we've missed. And by the way, folks, for those of you who follow the census and who will be looking at the 2010 census, I'll tell you, there's going to be some phenomenal surprises when it comes to the Latin demographics in the United States of America. It is going to be unbelievable. And I think if you're in Canada, you should think about it the same way because to some degree, some of it is bleeding over into Canada as well. But you know, as Canadians building the business in the U.S., this really applies to you as well. The demographics are going to be mind-blowing. I mean, it is the fastest-growing demographics. The numbers are actually more than anybody expected, and that this 2010 census will show that. So let's say as a company, we say, now, this is a demographic we want to really go after. This is a vertical market we want to go after. Well, what has been our experience going after it? Well, one, if it's a first-generation Mexican, they are so busy making a living, they don't have time to breathe. They don't have time to think. They don't have time to look at a thing. They don't have time to come to a meeting. They, you know, and then because of language barriers and all those things, guess what? They all said to us, you know, I love to do this, but I think I could really do this better, but if you open Mexico. We heard that, and we understood that, you know, but, you know, at that point, you know, we couldn't do much, but, yeah, expect we would open Mexico one day. And frankly, we were not ready. We didn't have the Spanish website. We didn't have the Spanish tools. We didn't have the inclination towards that marketplace, period. So I go to them, well, but now we understand that we need to be a player in this global Hispanic market. And we sit down and we draw up a 2 to 5 year plan to how we're going to do this. And we agree that phase one is we open Mexico. And that's why, by the way, that's why we're here. So where a lot of other MLM companies have come into Mexico basically to tell them, listen, we want you to sell pills and powders to your neighbors and your friends. We're coming and saying, you know what, we're coming here to partner with you so you can help us actually, more than anything else, open the North American market. You know, we have this $1 trillion purchasing power there in America. We want to get into it, but you know what? We're going to do it through Mexico. And then we explain the power of the seamless compensation plan. I tell you what an incredible gem that we've had. It's like this is the typical gold mine in your backyard. Our global seamless compensation plan, the $40 million we spend in Global View, is absolutely now going to be one of the greatest global assets that we have outside of Embertos. So now we have this plan that allows us to be in some ways global without borders, seamless. And here we are in Mexico basically saying to Mexicans, you have the ability to really, because of the cheap computing power that is available to you, because of the internet, because of your normal connection that you have back to the 30 to 50 million Mexicans that exist in America, you can be our partners to open this market, this $1 trillion market. How about it? Can you think big enough? Do you want to partner up with us to do that? Now, just think of the perspective. It changes completely from, hey, we want you to go and pester your friends with these new products, or, hey, you're going to help us open a global market with people that, you know, some of them you know and some of them you don't even have to know. Because today, with social media, with the internet, with all the other ways that we have to reach people, you will be reaching back into the United States, just like people are reaching from the United States back into Mexico. And I saw so many people show up at the meetings who have never met the person who invited them. I mean, they were somebody found them on Craigslist, somebody found them on Tag, somebody found them on Facebook, somebody just sent, you know, these invitations out to people, obviously through maybe some referrals, but they're coming and going, I'm looking for so-and-so, but I don't know who so-and-so is, but I'm here. Amazing, the numbers of people who showed up and who didn't even know the person who invited them. So this idea of the ping pong effect between Mexico and the U.S. is not just about a Mexican who knows a Mexican or has a family member in Mexico. It's somebody who, like any one of you, would have reached out across the border through the internet and through all the other means of communication that we have today. That is unbelievable. It's like this era, this century is made for the networker, for the network marketing specialist, because all these tools allow us to leverage through the three things that keeps us really from maximizing our potential. Time. You know, we have a limitation in time. We have limitation in skills, and that skill might even be language skills. You know, imagine now Google has a 52 language translator. We can leverage through the language barrier if we want to. And I've seen people do just that and be able to bring people into a meeting in Mexico City when they don't even know how to talk to them live, but somehow through the internet they were able to connect with them. And then we can also leverage geography. We're no longer limited to making a local income, because that's what most of us do. In a job, it's a local income. Most of us are getting paid on the basis of how many people we can affect directly. If you're listening to me and you're a teacher, you're being paid today based on the numbers of students you can teach. If you're a doctor, you're being paid by the numbers of patients you can see in a day, within your time limitation, within your geography limitation, and within your skill limitation. You know, because even as a doctor, you're limited to the area of medicine that you can practice in. Well, we can now, through this mechanism, this wonderful mechanism called network marketing, if we understand what it really is, we can leverage through all of these things and put ourselves in a position where we can impact so many more lives across the world, and as a result of that, we can expect higher incomes because we now have a higher impact. Higher impact, more people equals more income. Okay? Why do we get paid? We get paid because we help to solve people's problem. We fill a need, we solve a problem. And the agreement is, the problem is not somebody has the concuss of the bunkers. The problem is malnourishment. Malnourishment, malnutrition, malnourishment is a global problem. And we do have a global solution to a global problem. All we have to do is learn to leverage across time, skills, and a geography. And we can do all those things all day long. All day long. So it dawned on me all of a sudden that, you know what, this is about really teaching people how to and help create in their mind a global vision of what they have in their hands. And that's exactly what we're doing in Mexico. And folks, once we create our vision for them, they're no longer thinking of us in terms of, Well, there's the same old message from these MLM companies that come in here and want to do the same thing. Figure out how to make a few bucks here in Mexico, and then probably in 2 years they're not even going to be around. Well, it's no longer that way. So from that point on, now it's just a matter of going into, let me show you what problem we're trying to solve. This is how you're going to create value in the world, not just in your neighborhood, not just in Mexico, in the world. This is how you create value for people, and as you create value for people, you create value for yourself. The more people you help get what they want, the more you get what you want, period. That's the law. That's how it works. There's no other law around that. I mean, that's how you, if you want to be wealthy, you might as well figure out a way to help more people. And the more people you help, the wealthier you get, and you should be very happy about that, and I feel guilty about the wealth because it comes from helping bring value to people in the first place. And folks, once we get into the products and we start talking Amber Toast, I mean, absolute blue ocean product that has absolutely no limitations. When we start talking about real food technology, again, another incredible line of products and just a thought process about how to look at nutrition and why nutrition is important in your life. Not that you have conquers or the bunkers, that malnourishment is the problem that we're trying to solve in the world, period. And this is universal. This is global. When I'm talking to my Korean friends or my talking to my Taiwanese friends, I mean, I spent almost an hour creating that vision with the Taiwan folks because the Taiwanese business had two issues. One, they look for people who have conquers of the bunkers. I mean, no different than we do in the U.S. And number two, they look for people who want to make as much money as they can in 90 days, get as many of the bonuses they can get up front, and then disappear. So now, if we can explain to them, if we can create a vision for them, it says, listen, guys, the Chinese diaspora, the overseas Chinese population is the largest group of people in the world. Can you help us reach out to them all over the world, including in Mexico, including in the U.S. and Canada and everywhere else? They get that. And all of a sudden, it's a different vision of what is it I'm in. What business are you in? I think for most of us, we're still struggling with understanding what business you are in. Because if you understood what business you're in, I tell you something, you would be lacking sleep right now in terms of the potential that's ahead of us that is amazing. And by the way, now, you know, so you have the south-north dynamics, but then you have the north-south dynamics. Folks, we want you to help us open the rest of Central America, 50 million people. We want you to help us open South America, 600 some people, some million people, which, by the way, happens to be where Brazil is. And guys, I want you to understand, over the next decade, the global economy engine is going to be four countries, and they're called the BRIC countries, B-R-I-C, BRIC. B for Brazil, R for Russia, I for India, C for China. These are the fastest developing countries in the world with larger, very large population who need everything. This is the next 20 years. These countries are going to dictate the global economy. Well, guess what? We have a 2 to 5 year plan to be in every one of these countries over the next 5 years. Do you want to be part? Can you think big enough? Can you think billions? Can you help us get to these marketplaces? And folks, I don't care if I'm in Taiwan. I don't care if I'm in Mexico. I don't care if I'm talking to the 65-year-old lady sitting there in the front just that came in because she heard we had some products that was probably good for her joint or something. And all of a sudden, her face lights up. Her eyes get big as a saucer. She gets it. And I go, you know what? And some of you think, well, I don't know anything about the internet. Exactly. Well, guess what? This mechanism called network marketing helps you to leverage across the skills gap. I was looking at all these nice, cute, old Taiwanese women sitting in my training session on Sunday going, you know what, all you have to do is reach out to 4 25-year-olds, explain the vision to them. They understand the internet. See, through enrollment, you can always enroll people who are strong in the things that you're weak. If you're young, enroll the old. If you're too young, enroll older people. If you're professional, well, you know, you can enroll more professionals or you can enroll more people in the masses. If you're in the masses, go one step up and enroll somebody that's one level above your social class, if there is such a thing, or your income class, or whatever it is. You can always, you know, John Addison had a saying, which, you know, I hope is not offensive to anybody here, but he said, you know, every dud knows a stud. Every dud knows a stud. Everybody knows somebody one level above them, and that's where they need to reach out to, and that's where you need to help them reach out to, because that's the list you want to get into. And that's how you're going to help them leverage across their social level, their economic level, their educational level, their connection level. You can connect right above that through this wonderful thing. That's why every one of you, you need to be very concerned about making sure that as soon as you bring anybody into your business, make sure that you are getting into their list. Make sure you're sitting down with them. Make sure you are doing that list with them. Make sure you understand you know who they know. And don't let them go and stumble upon themselves and crash into the rocks. Just help them with that next level. Make the phone calls. There's some people, they don't know how to talk to them. Maybe you can help them. Help them bridge that divide. And, man, once you do that, then this thing just explodes. This thing absolutely explodes. So for me, understanding what you're in. Number one, we get paid for solving problems. We get paid for filling a need. What's the problem? Malnutrition. Now, I turn around and I ask you, like I ask all the prospects every single time I talk to them, do you believe this problem is going to get better or worse? And everybody looks at me and goes, it's going to be worse. You're right. As the population of the world explodes, the pressures on the food supplies will continue. That is not going backwards. That's going to stay on. That's going to be worse. It's going to get worse and worse. So if it's going to get worse and worse, then will the need for supplementation with good products that are food source, that have give them everything they need, do you believe that problem, that need will continue to grow? Yes, it will. So if you have a global solution to a global problem that will continue to grow, what does that do for you and your business and your legacy and your posterity and your ability to just go out there into the world and solve the problems of many people? I'm talking about the problem of the disenfortunate person, the disenfranchised child in the world. You can solve that problem as well. That's why Give for Real is such an incredible program, because that's a real problem as well. But how do we solve that? We solve that by solving the needs, filling the needs and solving the problems of the regular person in the street who needs these products as well. Folks, they don't have to be sick to need our product. They just need to be breathing to need our product. And all they have to do is anywhere in the world. It's a global situation. You got a global solution to a global problem. And you got now the tools to just bridge over the divide and be able to leverage yourself into wealth by creating value in the lives of other people. So my goodness, when you think about that, some of you should be awake at night a lot, thinking about all the possibilities, thinking about everything that we're doing. Folks, we are going to Russia, we are going to China, we're going to India, we're going to Brazil. It's not a matter of will we, it's a matter of when. Well, the bigger the momentum you create right now, and that's why for me, the Hispanic business in this country is going to change the profile of Manatech over the next 2 to 5 years. Let's get used to that. I can just see it happening. It's coming. These people will bring a new vitality, a new excitement. The ping pong effect is the best friend you've ever had in Manatech. If you understand it, if you use it, if you just dedicate yourself to it, eventually it will happened. I saw people, my good friend, Mr. Fred Robinson, I mean, I just saw him, and we met in Guadalajara, we met in Mexico City, and he was doing more in one day than he had done in 6 months in terms of talking to people, signing people up. It was exciting. It was like a kid in a candy store. I mean, and this is what this business should be. It should be exciting, guys. It should be absolutely a thrill. Not a burden. Not, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? And what's not working? It should be about all the possibilities that we have laying in front of us over the next 2 to 5 years. And take that excitement and bring it to the people you talk to. People buy your excitement. They don't buy your logic, folks. People don't make logical decisions. They make emotional decisions. And that brings me to the other need that I think is universal, that people understand. It's a need for feeling like you're doing something of significance. And folks, that's everybody you know. Everybody you know, all the people who look good, smell good, drive nice cars, live in nice homes, have all the trappings of success, still have one thing missing, is that sense of significance. Mark Twain said it best. Most people are living a life of quiet desperation. You got to believe that. That's for real. So when you get in front of them, don't be cowering down to the fact that you think they got it made and you don't. Because deep inside, everybody is yearning for that sense of significance. And by the way, we offer that in spades. I mean, we give people a way to be significant in lives of people in a way that, you know, nothing else that I know would. Okay, it's not just the significance of helping a child in another country. It's the significance of knowing that you are going through some personal growth, that you are getting out of a comfort zone, that you are experiencing yourself at a different level, that you're bringing the greatness out of these people that is in there, but their jobs don't allow them to get that greatness. And most people out there beating them down, and they're beating themselves down for what they're weak at instead of having people who celebrate what they're strong at. There's a need for that in the world. And I think our system, this system does allow you the ability to do that. So when you can solve a global problem and when you can fill a need as basic as the need for significance, you know, if you remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs, every human being on the face of the earth yearns for that sense of significance, for self-actualization. It's a global human need. And how many people really find truly the way to experience that at a high level? Say, well, I work in my church. I love that. That's wonderful. But how many people in your church? That's the numbers of people you can bless. There's still a geographical limitation to your ability to really have a global impact. Our business gives you the ability to have a global impact and touch people in ways that you could not touch them otherwise. And for me, that is the energy that fuels my continual traveling and so on, because I understand that and I embrace that. I am so glad I have that. I thank God every morning. I wake up every day with a sense of gratitude that this was given to me as an assignment to be able to do better in the world, that this is what I'm here for. And, man, I'm gonna go out swinging. This is what I want to do until I die. This is it. And I don't want to get too, melodramatic here on this Monday morning call. It's too early for that. But I just want you to understand that is what fuels my passion. But I'm not unique in that way. There's a lot of people. The only reason is that they just don't know. They just don't know it's there until you show up and you start talking to them about it. And then that's the point where they go, oh, okay, I get it now. So this is not just an annoy and irritate your neighbor business. This is a business where I can truly have a global impact. Yes, exactly. And there's never been a time in history where you had as much tools, this much ability, because the world is flat. The world is flat. Again, We have this ability to reach out into the world and make a difference. We do have the tools. We do have a mechanism to be able to do that. You know, so I am totally, absolutely excited about having this opportunity. And I hope that you are too. I hope that this fuels your emotions. I hope that it fuels your passion to know that this is what has been put on your path. Every time you pick up the phone and call somebody for the first time, and you're shaking your boots, and you don't know if the words are going to come out, do it anyways, because you know what? You're doing them the best favor any human being can do for another one, which is giving them the opportunity to really be able to experience that fullness and that richness and that greatness in their lives. I don't think in terms of PV. I don't think in terms of pills and powders. Excuse me, I know that, you know, that may sound heretical to some of you. You know, that's not what I think about. You're reaching across to another human being. Your number one value that you bring is really your ability to touch another human being. Now, can you touch them in their health? Absolutely. Can you touch them with their wealth? Absolutely. Can you touch them with a sense of significance? Absolutely. But first and foremost, you're reaching out to another human being on planet Earth. There's, what, 6 billion of them, and we have a mechanism that can, you know, bring solutions to the need of every single one of these 6 billion people on the face of the earth. That'll keep you awake at night. And if it is not, then we need to talk. Okay, so anyways, I hope that this vision is helpful. I know that it has changed completely our approach to the Mexican market. And I can tell you that once we've done this, all of a sudden we saw things just change completely in their mind. Totally. And they are excited. And then we sit down and show them how to have them bring 4 people in their first generation, and those 4 people bring 4 people, which is now 16 people in their second generation, get committed to helping those 16 people get a power bonus, a fast start bonus, and on March 4th, they will get a check for $10,000. They get a check for $10,000 on March the 4th for helping 16 people make at least $1,000 their first month in business. And folks, I can tell you, when hundreds of people out there in Mexico are waving a $1,000 check, there's going to be a stampede to Manatech. There's going to be an absolute stampede to Manatech, because there's people who have been working all these other MLMs, these fly-by-night stuff, and all these wannabe MLMs, these wannabe global companies who haven't made $1,000 in a year or 2 or 5 or 10 years working for these companies. What do you think they're going to do when somebody says, well, I've been with Manatech for a month, a little bit more than a month, and guess what? I made $1,000. Guess what? I made $10,000. That is going to blow people's mind. And I tell you what, that is going to be our first big, huge wave of people coming into the business. Then the next thing that's going to happen is this. 90 days later, they're now on a product. They're feeling the effects of the product. Now the word gets out. And by the way, the money is good, but the products absolutely rock. I mean, now we get a second stampede because now the products work. So, folks, if you just understand that, and then you use the multiplier effect of the ping pong effect, which is going back and forth, which, by the way, is happening already. I know I was just talking to Mike Geddes just a couple of just last night. I mean, there's people already showing up at these New York meetings from people who are being referred by their Mexican friends. And if everything goes well, we should have a series of road shows in the U.S. of Hispanic meetings. I know I'm doing one tonight in L.A. I know Mike is working on one in New York. I know Patty Barnett is working on some in Bakersfield and in Las Vegas. I know Mary Jo is committed for all the different cities, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, and McAllen in Texas. I know there's some people committed to it in Florida. There's some people committed to it in the Northeast. There's some people committing to it in Chicago. There's some people committing to it in San Diego, in other cities. And folks, imagine that when we do our November roadshow, we already have a list of meetings that are going on the following week after our Mexican roadshow saying, hey, and now for the folks in Mexico who are coming to our meeting, do you know anybody in these cities? Because there's going to be meetings in these cities on these days and this place. And send your friends, send your family. So what we're going to do strategically is what companies like Herbalife did organically. In 25 years, pretty much Herbalife changed the complete profile of their company, and today 85% of their leadership in the U.S. is Hispanic. 85% of their leadership in the U.S. is Hispanic. Happened over 25 years organically. Well, guess what? We're going to do in the next 12 months strategically what took them 25 years to do organically. Okay, and that's the power of this of a global seamless compensation plan from day one. See, in a lot of companies, Herbalife being one of them, you have to be a supervisor before you can take advantage of the their seamless plan, of their global plan. Well, to be a supervisor, you got to be in a position to put at least a one-time order of $4,000. So how many people, how many supervisors do you think they have? Not as many as they have of regular people. Our regular people, for a $10 investment, get to the next day be able to start reaching out back into the U.S. and Canada and start to be a player in that $1 trillion Hispanic market in the U.S. Folks, I hope you understand how huge this is. This is enormous. This is, you know, in a magnitude, you know, I don't know, on a Richter scale of a 9. This is an F5 hurricane. Guys, this is huge. The next 2 years, you will see a complete change of the Manatech profile, and I think in a good way, because diversity brings energy. Diversity brings vibrancy. Diversity brings health to any ecosystem. And think of us as an ecosystem, and we're bringing new, fresh water into a pond, and this fresh water is coming from everywhere, and this fresh water is think of it as agua con gas. It's got its water, it's sparkling water. It brings bubbles with it. It brings energy with it. So it's going to be just phenomenal. I mean, I think all of you guys who just hung in there for as long as you have, I'm telling you something, get ready for an incredible harvest. Get ready for something huge to happen. I mean, listen, guys, let's stop being poor out of mouth. Most of us are creating our future with our mouth, by focusing on the things that have nothing to do with success, that have nothing to do with positive, that have nothing to do with blessings, that have nothing to do with harvest. We keep looking at the small things, and we're getting so hung up on the little bushes, we're missing the big trees. Folks, it's time to get absolutely, totally turned on, excited. Not because Al Bala is hyped up even before coffee on a Monday morning, because it's L.A. time. I haven't had the coffee yet. I'm hyped up on just being able to see the future. Folks, I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what the ping pong effect looks like. I've been talking about it for months, and now we're seeing it happening. Folks, there's nothing we've ever done that has been as smart as being able to have a pre-launch for 4 months, a pre-registration pack that allows people for $10 to make a yes decision. Understand, in the sales process, the sales process should be a series of small yes decisions. That's why I recommend to you, when you are presenting Manatech to people, don't make it a presentation. Make it a conversation. Make it a meaningful conversation. Keep asking people questions that gives a yes answer. If they say yes to you all night, by the time they get to the final yes, they're ready for a yes. in this case with a pre-registration, that $10 is an easy yes to get into a global business with products that changes people's lives. It's an easy yes. And once they made that one little yes decision, now that sets the stage for the next yes decision, which is, do you know anybody in the U.S.? Yes, I do. Well, give me their names. Let's call some people. Get them to these meetings. And guys, once they've had a few people in the business, both in Mexico and the U.S., and now it's January 24th, they need to make another yes decision. Do I buy a pack for $100? Do I buy a pack for $250? Guess what? Who wants to lose even the 3 people they brought in, or the 10 people they brought in, or the 15 people they brought in on a $10 pack? Yes, small yes decision. But all these people are there. The fear of loss is a tremendous motivator. They will buy a pack. And because they have enough people in their business to actually be a regional their first month in the business, it makes sense they buy an all-star pack, because guess what? If they don't, then they can't, you know, get their regional bonus. I mean, their regional bonus is already more than half of the cost of the pack. So why would you not do that? It wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't be logical. You know, because that was my other fear. You know, my goodness, by the time we come in on January 24th, they spend all their Christmas bonus. They're in between the 15th and the 31st when they get paid. Will they have enough money to, well, you know what? They'll figure it out. They will get the money. Why? Because they understand, one, I need a lot of these products because it makes a difference for me. I need a lot of these products because I want to show it to people. I need these products so I can sell it and make a profit. Or I need these products because that's how I get my bonus. Genius. What do you say? Absolute genius. And this is really more of a reflection on a team of people back in Coppell, 42 people who meet every week like clockwork. I've been doing it for 4 to 5 months. These 42 people are making sure that we're going to have the best opening we've ever had in the history of this company. Guys, you're part of it. You are part of making history. And all I'm asking you is stay in the trenches, stay positive, stay optimistic. Pray for energy to be able to collect your harvest, because every one of you on this call, I know you've been planting magnificent seeds over the last years. It's in there. It's in there. You have planted the seeds. You have done your part. Just expect the harvest and pray for energy to be able to collect this harvest. Because the enemy wants to deny you your deserved harvest. It wants to deny you your harvest, and it will use all kind of stupid tricks like GL Max and all the other junk that's going on out there. I tell you what, that is just, you know, a trick of the enemy, okay, to prevent you from collecting your rightful harvest that you've been planting over the last, for some of you, 15 years. But you know what? It reminds me, and this is, I think I'm going to end this. It's funny how 1 hour goes fast. But I want to end this with a story of the Chinese bamboo tree. See, when you plant a Chinese bamboo tree, what happens is the first year, you see nothing. You're not even sure if that thing is alive. The second year, nothing. The third year, nothing. Fourth year, nothing. On the fifth year, I believe it's the fifth year or the seventh year, this plant will grow 50 to 90 feet in the air on the seventh year. So Google the Chinese bamboo tree story. It's a great story. It's a story about you guys. It's a story about how much you have done over the years, and you have hung in there, and you've gone through everything because you've believed in the beauty of your dream. You've believed in the beauty of this vision, of this Manatech vision and mission, okay? And now you get to collect. You get to collect your due harvest. So don't get weary in well-doing. Do not get weary in well-doing. And I just Googled it. It is the fifth year. You continue to water and fertilize the seed, and then take note. Sometime during the fifth year, the Chinese bamboo tree sprouts and grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. Folks, today, I want you to visualize yourself as a Chinese bamboo tree. And some of you, it's going to be a beautiful, I mean, I can just think of a beautiful forest of bamboo trees. I can see it. The next 2 to 5 years are going to be the most exciting 2 to 5 years of Manatech's history. We are at the door of the promised land. We have fought the last giant, and we're going in. And folks, focus on the size of the grape, because they are absolutely huge and succulent grapes, and they're there for you. You have earned it. You've earned it through your faithfulness. You've earned it through your dedication. You've earned it through your commitment. You've earned it through your consistency, your persistency, and you just your love for humanity. Go get them. So anyways, I love talking to you guys, and thank you for what you do. You are the fuel. You're the wind behind our wings here, because that's we wake up every day very conscious that, you know, we need to serve you. And we need to be part of your dreams, and we want to make sure that they come true. So, my dear Chinese bamboo trees, have a wonderful, exciting week. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And we will see you at Manifest. We will see you on the roads. We will see you in Mexico, probably. So, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Al.
All right.
Well, guys, thank you. Al, that was fantastic. I'm ready now. So, guys, that's all for this week. Let's get going and get people to the road shows, make the contacts. Let's let our bango trees grow and stay with it. And we'll talk to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Leo.